Grain futures. Well, yesterday wheat was a stronger one. Corn and soybeans are weaker. Let's just shake the dice and change that and go the other way. Today, corn and soybeans were showing strength this morning, and they are firmer by, let's not get excited here, about a penny, while the wheat market takes a beating again, down some 13 to 17 cents. Export sales this morning were disappointing to expectations. There is no wheat moving over in the Black Sea. There is no talk of a UN or a safe quarter coming into play. What would you have is the trade just betting on the come that maybe somebody's going to bail out the wheat buyers that need to show up in the next month here, because this is now when Western African countries, Middle Eastern countries start buying grain out of the Black Sea region, August in through December. And well, nothing's moving. And actually, a Ukrainian wheat cargo ship got hit yesterday, or I should say our night, their day, and a civilian was killed on board. The ship is still moving, but it was hit. And so it didn't cause, I guess the attitude is, well, they didn't sink it. And so wheat futures under heavy pressure with our slow export sales right now. Currently, corn December, up a penny at 461. Even the old crop September is up a penny at 437 and three quarters. Soybeans for September up a penny and a quarter, 1157 and three quarters. November up a penny, 1175 and three quarters. Now in the wheat, Kansas has taken the biggest drop today, down 17 and a half on the September's, 696 last September. Chicago off 13 and a half, 628 and three quarters. December down 13 and a quarter at 648. Now in Minneapolis, down 14 and a quarter, 669 and a quarter. December off 15 and a quarter, 669 and 692 and three quarters on December Minneapolis wheat. Over in the cattle futures, after hitting resistance over the last few days, we've been talking about in the live cattle 230, feeder cattle 350. They don't hit resistance and sit around and hold hands and sing kumbaya. It's immediate reaction the other way, whether index funds are grabbing profits on the recent quick bounce that was seen on the rally, or there is rumors kind of circulating out there that restaurant traffic is slowing a bit. The salad issue is kind of the problem. People are eating more at home than heading out because, you know, you don't buy shrimp scampi and get a salad ahead of it. You buy a steak and get a salad ahead of it. And so a little talk that boxed beef may soften up over the coming weeks. But at the same time, death loss from last week's heat does not seem to be part of the equation on the boxed beef, because we should see that right now on the death loss with the slaughters this week. But nonetheless, cattle sharply lower today. August down 357, 230.60. October down 530, 224.17. By the way, on that box beef, choice down 510 today. A big hit, making some just wonder if traffic isn't slowing. We do have December cattle also lower by 495, 223.72. February cattle down 465 at 223.87. Over on the feeder cattle, the index today up an astounding 428. To 356.87, but tell that to somebody who cares. August feeders down 602, 347.30. September down 780, 340.57. October losing 872 to 330.70. November, let's just say down $9, 323. Even January feeders down 835 at 314.75. They're within about $5 where they bottomed out last week. Over in the hog trade, down $1.02 on August, 95.57. October down $1.15, 81.87. Metals losing $5.60 to $4,299. Silver, September, down $7.53, $61.52. And the Bitcoin August contract, down $255, $64,825. Crude oil showing a gain of $2.11 right now, has been up $3 earlier, as it's being reported that Iran wants to work it out where they have control of traffic coming in to the Persian Gulf, and they want to jointly with Oman control what's going out. Well, that don't sound too good to what President Trump might like to agree to, but we'll see. Maybe President Trump will tell us what he's going to do at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday when everything closes up for the weekend. Then he says, I'm going to bomb the heck out of him. Who knows? But crude oil definitely off the lows of the week. We're up $2.11 right now, $77.33. Gasoline's up 10 cents a gallon, $2.94. Diesel fuel up 7.5 cents a gallon, $3.87.25. Any questions? You can always find us, our website, phone numbers, newsletter, anything you need. It's there, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.